2016. He uses 32% more negative words than positive words, up from 21% when he first ran, and uses swear words 69% more often. Mr. Whelan points out, if you saw that last rally in Pennsylvania, he's dancing quite a bit more than he did before as well. Here's the punchline. The Times notes that experts say those shifts could reflect cognitive changes that often accompany advancing age. Man, that is sugarcoating it, isn't it? That is sane washing, isn't it? 69% more swear words. Take a look at the lunacy of the things he's talking about and how he can't remember what he just said. And that's all I'm going to say. This program was produced by Edward McMillan, who, to make up for Donald Trump, has vowed to use 70% fewer swear words in the near future.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Oh, my. I think we will close with two quick quotes. One from Yogi Berra, who pointed out, "It ain't over till it's over." And one from former Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev, who once said, "The only problem with free elections is that you never know who's going to win them." I'm Douglas Everett. It's been Radio Parallax. Our thanks to Mark Mattingly, who taught me a lot of poli-sci many years ago, and we'll be back. And I do want to note in closing yet again that Stephen Harper will be back with us next week. We'll see you then. And Guy, thanks for keeping this thing going.
You're welcome. I am keeping this thing going, and so I'm going to bring in some music right now as we got none. Now it's 9 o'clock. It is 0900. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Up next is Saxine for this week, but I do want to quickly mention that that was show number 1043, Radio Parallax, which you can find on the Radio Parallax website for October 16th, 2024. And the other episode that Douglas had mentioned today, in regards to Craig Unger, that would be show number 913. And that was recorded or broadcasted back on April 2nd of 2021. Thank you for joining me as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento independent music scene, a show where for the next 30 minutes I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where we might catch them playing or where they can be seen. But before we dive into Saxine this week, I would like to let you know that the following views presented within this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, I've got three shows that are coming up this weekend. They all happen to be on the 19th, which is a Saturday. And so let's see. One is going to be a Halloween birthday bash, which is happening on Saturday. The other one is the KDVS Goth Gala, which is going to also be happening on Saturday, but in Davis. And then there is a thing being done by Rhythm Rug, which a number of bands, which we've had on this show and on the Earworms Garden, all local, are going to be participating in. And so let me get things switched around and start up with today's program.
When I was a kid, they made you take tests at recess. But if you didn't pass, they cut your class and make you second guess yourself.
Let me slide in here real quick and catch us up on what we had just heard. That is Art School Debt, which I featured on the show in the past, but this time the song is Star Test. I don't know. Many of you remember the Star Test? I know I do with my kids going through it. This is off of Art School Debt's EP by the name of Fast Food Toy. It was released May of 2024 on Forever in Debt Records. If you know Tyler Turner, that's the person behind The Clown. And they will be playing as a full band this Saturday, October 19th. And I'll share a little bit more about that. The party starts at about 7:30. Music rolls in at about 9:30. There's going to be a costume party fashion show at around 10:30. And then at 11, there's going to be karaoke until the end and things close down. And I do have permission to extend an invite if you would like. And if you'd like to check out this party, which will be happening in Sacramento this Saturday night, you are invited. This is not a call to action, but if you would like, you're invited to direct message me via Instagram through the Muse Syndicate. And I can share the information with you there. I'm not going to do that on air. Let us get into another thing that's going to be happening. This is going to be happening in Davis. It's part of the KDVS Goth Gala, which will also be happening on Saturday. And let me make sure I got all the buttons right in the right places. And here we go. And the next song up and going for you. Oops. Yeah, right for you.
Come on up.
Yes, and that is the Nuthatch playing in the background by the band Tumble, who Robert, their Umbara player, will be with me in the Earworms Garden. Yes, in the Earworms Garden, which starts at about 9:30. What we had just heard there, we ended with In Retrograde is the name of the band, with their song Dharma. That was released March of 2024 off of a two-song EP, which is Samsara, Dharma. And we have played the Samsara song in previous shows of Saxine this week. Prior to that, we heard Pussy Valor and their song Please and Thank You. Also was released back in May of 23 off the same album called Please and Thank You. And we started off the set with Killer Culture. Their song Vanished, which is a Crystal Castles cover, which is off of something they have called Composite Opposites, which is demos and covers, and that was released April of 2023. You can find that at Bandcamp if you so choose to do so. So anyway, all three of these bands are going to be playing at the KDVS Goth Gala, which is happening this Saturday. Starts at 6 p.m., goes until 9:30 p.m. As I said, it's the KDVS Goth Gala Night, Goth Gala Night. And if you're interested, you are welcome to direct message KDVS 903 FM on Instagram. If you know the KDVS Instagram handle and you follow pre-sale if you would like, or you could just show up at the secret spot in Davis for that different price at the door. But the secret spot is a smallish kind of place, and so you may be left outside, maybe, if you don't get there early enough. Not a FOMO, just letting you know. And the secret spot is located at 117 D Street in Davis. Yes, it is a business. Please be forewarned. Space is limited. All right. Let me do a quick public service announcement for you, and then we will be right back with the rest of today's lineup and programming.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
Yes. If you care to underwrite, you can reach the underwriting department here at kdvs.org. And again, that was what we just heard were the three bands that are going to be playing at the KDVS Goth Gala that will be happening this Saturday between 6 and 9 p.m. over there at the secret spot in Davis. And if you would like a pre-sale ticket for this, you may reach out, if you so do choose, to KDVS 903 FM on Instagram. All right, let's get back to some more music. I've got something up with Four-Eyed Whale and with Pomegranate Sunday as we go out. And what I want to do is just quickly share with you. They're going to be doing a rhythm rug thing. Let me switch my paper so I get all the current information. Yes, they'll be doing a rhythm rug thing, which is also on Saturday, October 19th. It starts at about 3:30 in the afternoon, and you may DM two individuals if you would like, or one of the two. This would both be through Instagram. One would be future_Boggs. That would be B-O-O-G-Z, zebra. No, I guess not. So at future_Boggs, ending in a Z, or Pomegranate Sunday on Instagram, if this is something that you might want to move along. And there are other dates that Pomegranate Sunday also has out there. They have an epic house thing going on, which would be a Halloween show. They've got they're going to be playing over at the Golden Bear on December 15th. They've got a Christmas show happening on February 20th, and they will also be, oh yeah, and that will be at the Lucid Winery and Events Center on R Street. So all this information can be found by going to Pomegranate Sunday's Instagram page and then following their link back to their web page for all that information that you may want to go on with. So let's get some more music going for you, and I'm going to bow out for a while.
To take back all the wrong things that I've said, would it change the outcome? And I've meant to say that I'm a dumb and I'm sad. Got a censor. But I didn't change the outcome. And I'm sad to say, each day I become more just like my dad. And you know that makes me angry, but anger's a weight that drags me down to the abyss. Don't pull away, I know I'm pushing hard, but please, please stand your ground. Could you do that for me? The shore slips away, and I swim in open water till I am found, till I am found. Please repeat that for me. Don't pull away. And I swim in open water till I am found, till I am found, till I am found, till I am found. And I've meant to say, I meant to say,
don't you let out your line. There's a doctor coming Sunday. You should sing when you fly. Smile's all broken. Yeah, you're coming undone. And you've thought of leaving.
I'm going to slide in here real quick before the show is over and give a little wrap-up into what we've been listening to. Four-Eyed Whale opened up this set with their song Meant to Say. That is an unreleased song. It was recorded here back on July 3rd of 2024 when Four-Eyed Whale was our guest in the Earworms Garden, which is coming up next. They also host Local Sounds, which is an all-ages showcase for our indie scene here in the Sacramento area, weekly on Fridays from 6 until 9 p.m. over at Two River Cider. And what we're listening to in the background right now is Birdie by Pomegranate Sunday. It's released July 12th, 2024 on Not The Cure Records. And it was also recorded here live in Studio B during their visit to the Earworms Garden. And what I'd like to say is that they, Pomegranate Sunday and Four-Eyed Whale, along with Five Wild Hares and Out Younger Band, are doing a rhythm rug thing in Sacramento on Saturday, October 19th with a 3:30 start time. You may DM Future Boggs, that is F-U-T-U-R-E underscore B-O-O-G-Z, or Pomegranate Sunday on Instagram if this is something you would like to move along. And Pomegranate Sunday has many other dates, which you can also find if you follow either of the links that are on their linked, oh my God, what is it called? Linktree. There we go. Oh my gosh, I was just drawing a blank there. That does it for me today on Sac Scene. Up next is the Earworms Garden with Muse, and their guest today will be Robert from Tumble, who should be calling in just after the 9:30 hour, around 9:33. And again, thank you for indulging me as I share what's going on around the Sacramento area in our independent music scene with bands such as Art School Debt, Killer Culture, Pussy Valor, In Retrograde. Pussy Valor, yes, they're from Reno, but darn close enough to us. And Four-Eyed Whale on Pomegranate Sunday. And let's finish up listening to Birdie as we go out. Oh my gosh, I've been talking without this on that whole time. Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Welcome to the Earworms Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. But before we get to our show, I would like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And if I had the mics off while I was giving my wrap-up to Sac Scene, my apologies. So we are listening to The Nuthatch, which is a song by Tumble off of their CD Waves. They do have a new CD out. They have a show coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend up in Nevada City that we're going to talk about. And let's just enjoy a little bit of the Nuthatch in the background while we wait for Robert to give us a call here at KDVS Davis. Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, very good. All right, so we've done a quick introduction of what today's show is going to be about. Tumble has a new CD that is out, although